Broadcasting from the KBK Communications Studios in Chicago, this is The Mime, the Medical Industry Marketing Experience Podcast. Hello, I'm Bob Brinson, and today I'm speaking with KBK President Jan Beery about old ways in marketing embracing the new ways.
We're seeing the traditional marketing companies incorporating the inbound strategies themselves. Broadcasting, print, all forms of media are incorporating inbound marketing and that type of education and that real-time communication. So where it used to be important for you to put out a press release, now what you're putting out with that press release and any other content, the media is sweeping through social media looking for information and stories, which is why you'll see, yeah, this guy put this out on Twitter and now we're talking to him because he real-time watched and posted something happening. We've even seen now, there, you'll even see this happening, live tweets during a surgical procedure. So it'll be at X time, we are going to be live tweeting this particular procedure. And they are following doctors, clinicians, whoever can go on and follow a real live procedure happening. Everything is real time right now.
This is amazing stuff, isn't it? And I know that you're very excited about being involved with it all.
The way that we got involved, it stems again, and I know I've said it before, but it stems to my history in the medical industry of over 25 years in the medical industry on the manufacturing and distribution side of the business, and then going into the broadcasting and media side of the business to help them navigate our industry and discovering holes where I felt that we needed better support for the medical industry. You know, it's a different language. And to understand that different language and then incorporate some innovative ideas to help, it pays to understand what's lacking and what's hurting and what the frustrations are and what is, you know, seemingly insurmountable at times. And that was how to reach these decision makers. And so again, we go through how we got into inbound marketing and using that as a foundation in everything we do. Sure, there's still a place for regular traditional marketing. However, if we're going to do an ad in a specific periodical, a traditional means of marketing, it's going to be a very targeted message. And then that message is also going to be quantified. If we're going to do a press release, it's going to be very targeted and it's going to be quantifiable. So we can say that particular ad drove in 150 leads. Of those 150 leads, 10% of them converted into sales qualified leads. 25% of them are marketing qualified leads still being nurtured, whatever the case may be. This show that you went to, a traditional way of going to a show, we did a different twist in marketing it with an inbound twist to it. What happened when you went to that show? When we evaluate, looking back at the shows that you went to during the year, this one was successful. This one was not so successful. It helps them in targeting where they're going to spend their monies, because you don't have the funds to spend like we used to. And this is more quantifiable. We have something to show for it. So everything we do now, as a result of my past, of how we know how to speak the language in the medical space, how we know how to help sales, I've run sales teams. I know what it takes to motivate them. I know what types of tools. I know how to listen to them when I hear a frustration in a meeting. And you'll have a marketing person going, yeah, well, we'll get you a flyer. And I'm listening to what the salesperson is saying. And then when we get off the phone, I get back with our client, with the manufacturer, and say, this is what your salespeople were saying. And they go, oh, yes. So this is how we're going to develop the tools that they need and show them the results that they will get. This is how we're going to do this. And it's making a huge difference. And so we are basically between month 4 to 4.5, we've increased lead generation by over 400%.
That's impressive, isn't it? Hey, we're also talking with Nicole Hoagland today, who is Senior Account Manager at KBK. Nicole's in New York. And fascinating stuff, this smarketing concept. Nicole, why don't you give us your two cents on this?
With smarketing, you're aligning your sales and marketing team to kind of speak on the same page and hold each other accountable for what's being developed on marketing's end and what types of leads sales need. And with that, you want to develop these types of SMART goals. SMART goals stand for specific, measurable, attainable, relevant, and timely. So it actually stands, SMART stands for that acronym. When you're developing these goals, the S stands for specific, and you want to make sure that the goals are unambiguous and you communicate what is actually expected, why it's important, and who needs to be involved. If you make it specific as opposed to very vague, you actually are setting yourself up for success when it comes to creating SMART goals for sales and marketing, because you know exactly who needs to be involved, who's going to be held accountable, and you're actually seeing progress on what is actually happening with that particular goal.
I love that, setting yourself up for success. That's that's a great way to look at it. No excuses.
Exactly. And when you're setting yourself up for success, you're also setting the people that you work for up for success. Historically, when you think about sales and marketing, when people have been surveyed, about 87% of people who worked in sales and or marketing actually have said that they've heard or said themselves negative connotations about the other department, because beforehand, as Jan explained, they've been in these two different silos almost, where sales was yelling at marketing and marketing was telling sales that they didn't know what needed to be developed. So when you're actually developing these SMART goals, making the goal specific for marketing and sales as opposed to marketing or sales, and knowing who needs to actually be involved and who needs to be held accountable, will keep everyone on the same page, and it'll actually create this cohesive, open communication so that everyone knows what's going on and what they need to be doing.
For more information on SMARKeting and inbound marketing, just visit kbkcommunications.com. This broadcast podcast, The Mime, is a presentation of KBK Communications. I'm Bob Brinson. Thank you for listening.